Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Coaching Podcast from British Canoeing Awarding Body.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Coaching Podcast. My name is Lee Pooley, and I'm the Director of Coaching and Qualifications. And I am absolutely pleased to welcome Chris Brain onto the call today. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Lee. Thanks for having me.
Listeners are probably thinking about why you're on here and why we haven't got a title for this particular podcast. Well, the exciting news is that as listeners, you won't be listening to me anymore because we've now come to the 100th episode. And as part of the 100th episode, what we are doing is we're going to swap hosts. And Chris Brain has volunteered to come into this particular area, and for the next 12 months you'll be hearing Chris interview and talk to a lot of new guests. So Chris, how are you feeling about that?
Yeah, excited as well as a little bit nervous, I think, about doing it. It's going to be great. Really looking forward to having loads of different conversations with people. And I've been an avid listener of the podcast for a long time. I think I remember tuning into the first few episodes and getting excited that something like this was available. So it's a real privilege to be able to take it over as well and to hopefully keep it going with what you've been doing already.
Brilliant, Chris. It's great to hear that you are an avid listener. And where would you tend to be listening?
So I actually listen quite a lot when I'm on my way to and from some of the coaching and some of the work that I'm doing on the water. And I find that actually sets me up really well for what I'm doing on the water on the days. Sometimes when I'm out running, or if I've I occasionally put my headphones in when I'm on the water and like on a flat longer journey. So all over the place, really. But often when I'm on the road on the way to some coaching.
And slightly unfair question, but what have been your favourite podcast recordings to date?
To be honest, there's been so many. I really like the ones that I've especially like the ones where people have been talking about their coaching approaches and their philosophy around coaching, because that's some of the things that I've really been thinking about in my own coaching recently as well. So those have really resonated with me. I've also particularly liked listening to some of the episodes which focus a little bit more on some of the technical aspects, especially from disciplines that I'm not so familiar with, which for me just broadens my knowledge. And I think it's really helpful for me to have that deep knowledge in a range of disciplines, but I just know that I don't do everything. So some of those ones have been super, super useful.
Brilliant, Chris. So have you got any questions for me in terms of, obviously, we're handing over the reins very soon. I wondered if you had any questions for me.
Questions for you? I think I've got loads of questions for you, Lee, about how this will work. I'd love to get some words of wisdom from you. What sort of stats are we getting on the podcast? Who's listening? Where they're listening from?
We've got a huge amount of listeners, and to date we have around 29,000 downloads. Wow. So no pressure there, Chris. We want to continue that going. And I'm sure it's not listeners dialing into my dulcet tones, but it's more about the guests. We have listeners, 76% of the listeners are from the UK, but we have listeners right across the globe. So from the United States, Greenland, Zimbabwe, and Denmark are to name a few. So, you know, quite a broad brush in terms of the people that are listening and dialing into these particular podcasts.
Wow, that's amazing that it's such a global thing, actually. Brilliant. And what have been the most listened to episodes?
Well, there's been five series that I've been involved with. And what I don't want to do is sort of take all the credit of being the host, because there have been other hosts as well. So we've had the Talent Pathway and Talent Programme as part of the podcast feature. And we've also had Helena, who works around the ED&I aspects of coaching. So it's not just me doing the actual hosting, but we've had five series that I've been particularly involved with. And on series one, a feature that you were talking about was, you know, where does the coaching start and a coaching philosophy? And that was by Sid Sinfield and Pete Cattrall. So that was one of the top listened to areas of series one. In series two, it was quite similar, where the most popular one listened to was Coaching Philosophy by Jenna Sanders. Jenna Sanders is a very proactive paddle sport coach and provider of our awards. On series three, this was all based around decision making by Georgina Maxwell and Dan Wilkinson. Both of them are on the Whitewater Technical Group. On Series 4, it was all around offshore winds. Now, we're all aware that offshore winds has caused the RNLI some difficulties over the last couple of years and the new and novice paddlers being blown out to sea. And I had the pleasure of talking to Darren Sherwood, who did the research around offshore winds, and he provided us with the detail in that particular area. And the last series, the current series, is wash hanging. So that's going back, maybe something that you were alluding to, Chris, is an area that I didn't know much about, although I played about with it whilst I've been sea kayaking and just trying to get a bit of a rest whilst we journey along. This was about wash hanging within a marathon concept, and that was with Ivan Lawler and Scott Hines. So quite varied. The first couple were very much based around coaching philosophy, and then it went, you know, decision making, offshore winds, wash hanging. So yeah, they're the top listen to. So there's not any sort of trend there.
Yeah. And what do you think the best moments of hosting the podcast for you have been?
People would probably think, you're just saying it, but it's absolutely not. Is the different guests that we had. Now, we've had over 78 different guests on the podcast, and all of those have given up their time to come and speak passionately about areas of expertise that they have. So the diversity of guests, the diversity of topics has been always been the highlight. And, you know, getting onto the podcast, doing the recordings, you know, listeners don't see the sort of the bookends of each podcast and the conversations we have beforehand. Everyone listening will know it's not scripted, so we just have conversations and chats, which is lovely. And some of the conversations and chats I have at the both ends of the beginning and the end of what we're not recording. Yeah, again, we could be on the call for about 2 hours just chatting away about certain things around paddle sport because, you know, those guests are so enthusiastic and passionate about what they do. There is a couple of highlights for me that probably just want to sort of bring to the forefront, and it's not to exclude anyone whatsoever, but I thoroughly enjoyed a recent recording with the Surf Technical Group. And the reason why I liked it, it was just a conversation. There was about four people on the call in terms of the podcast. And Ian Sherrington wasn't actually part of the podcast recording, but he was sat in the background trying to relax one evening whilst Tracy, his wife, was on the call, and he got roped into it. And it was just really, it wasn't planned at all. It was just a really nice one. So I'd recommend anyone to listen to that because you can just hear the enthusiasm of those people on the call, and Ian Sherrington coming in. And he may sound a little bit surprised that he got pulled into that particular conversation. So that was a really nice one. A mini series that we did as well was about what's in your buoyancy aid.
Yeah, I listened into that one. I thought that was really helpful as well and really useful.
And it was really nice because, you know, people were going crumbs. And I said, you know, no bars hold, tell us what's in your buoyancy aid. And yeah, the likes of Georgina Maxwell was talking about she has in terms of a snack in her buoyancy aid, to Lindsay McPhee talking about what she carries when she's sea kayaking, etc. So there was a whole host of guests just talking about what's in their buoyancy aid and what do they carry on or in their craft. And quite interesting for me was the SUP with Tom Westaway of what he actually carries in his buoyancy aid and on his SUP when he's whitewater paddling, and that was quite an eye opener. I think it would be remiss of me to not mention that, and no pressure here, Chris, again, but we are an award-winning podcast, and we won Podcast of the Year at the UK Coaching Awards, so that was a really great achievement. And both Debbie and Helena went up and collected the award ceremony in Leeds. So that was fantastic. No pressure that we would like that to continue, Chris, but I'm sure you will. I'm sure you'll do us proud.
And the I'm last gonna do my best, Lee. Hopefully we can bring back some more awards, and for the best podcast, not for the podcast that's declined the most.
Yeah. And then the last one, and I think this for me was something that sparked, there were two podcasts that really sparked interest, but not interest in terms of these are the only ones I was interested in. Personally, it sparked interest. One was around skill fade, and that was a really interesting podcast that we had around how people's skill can fade over time by not paddling, but other things that you can do, etc., and how sometimes we can make a mistake of actually getting back on the water thinking we were as good as we were last season. You know, white water, for instance, you know, we finish off on a doing a nice class 4-5 run, feeling really good about ourselves, and actually thinking we can go back on and do exactly the same, and how we should build up to that again. So that was really quite a personal thing for me, because, you know, I'm not paddling as much as I used to. You know, I used to run a lot of courses, and now I've got to really consider how that skill fade does come in. Surfing's a classic for me. You know, it's surf season now for me, being down in the southwest. And actually, let's start off on some clean, smaller sets rather than some gnarly waves that we get down in the southwest. And the other one was all about burnout and how coaches, we spend a lot of time talking about how we as coaches, and we invest huge amounts of time because we're passionate about it, how we invest time into paddlers, performers, athletes, whatever whoever you're working with. But we don't spend enough time on our own well-being. And the amount of coaches that I'm aware of that have had burnout over the years. And it was just a real flag for me that actually we need to do more for coaches. We need to make them more aware. We need to make deployers more aware of the significant demands that we have on coaches and how burnout can actually creep up on you very quickly without you realizing. So yeah, there was loads of highlights, Chris. Sorry if I went on too long, but yeah, there were so many. I wanted to make sure that I got a few in there, but I can't exclude anyone really.
Yeah, with 100 episodes under your belt now, that's just, there's so much, there's such a big back catalog, isn't there, that people can go and they can look back on. And any of the episodes you've mentioned, they can go and find again and listen to, or even if they listened to them previously, they could still search them out again, couldn't they? Have you got any words of wisdom for me taking over the podcast then, Lee?
Well, I don't know if this will be particularly well received by, there's a whole team in the background, as you know, Chris. We've got Debbie and Tasha doing a lot of the work around making them listenable, if that's such a word. But I think keeping the podcast gritty. And what I mean by that is non-scripted, in terms of you two listen to some podcasts sometimes that are very much, you think, crumbs, this is so rehearsed and so cut. And what I feel that people like is a conversation about between two or three people that are just enthusiastic about what they're talking about. And it doesn't matter whether there's some ums and there's some ahs within the podcast, because people just want to listen to a conversation. That's what we're getting. And I think it's evident when we've had 29,000 downloads. So yeah, don't script it, or try not to script it. Get a diversity of guests and enjoy it, because every time that I do a podcast, I'm learning new stuff.
That's one of the reasons that I said yes to doing this, is I just know that it will be beneficial, hopefully for everybody that's listening, but definitely for me, asking the questions that I've got to people that I wouldn't necessarily directly connect with out on the water. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I think that's really the reason that I said yes, because I can find out the answer to those questions.
Last top tip from me, make sure you press record.
Yes, I agree on that one.
It's only happened once for me, but and we had another occasion with Scott Hines when he was at a location that had a thunderstorm, so their internet cut out as well. So you're always surprised at what you have to deal with. Chris, what I think people know what the podcasts have been, and they've listened to them extensively over that period of time. What are you going to bring to this podcast, and how are you going to bring in your own personality? And can you give a bit of a teaser?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And what I've been asking myself, like, what am I actually going to bring to this? I think one of the things that's great about the podcast is it feels like it's a connection between a whole host of different people that are out there on the water. So when I'm paddling and when I'm coaching, people ask me questions. Oh, did you listen into the podcast? And like, what do you think about what one of the guests said? And I really like that. And I'd really like to keep that connection between what's happening on the water and the questions that people have, or maybe the questions that are getting posted on social media. I'd like to make that a direct connection between what people want to know about and the questions that I ask on the podcast. So not only am I going to be asking the questions that I've personally got, but hopefully sourcing questions from the community and the questions that people ask me to ask guests when I'm on the podcast. So I'd absolutely love to be doing that. And I'd really like to continue bringing that diverse range of guests to the podcast. Some people who've been on the show before would be great, but brand new people as well. And I'd really love to be able to hit every single discipline that we can do. And I'm aware that I'm going to be doing the podcast for the next 12 months, which means that that's going to be quite a challenge if I want to try and get somebody from every different discipline here on the show. But it's my goal and my mission. I think some people that know me know that my background is predominantly in white water. So it'd be really easy for me to focus on that for myself. But I'm going to be hitting the things that I'm not so familiar with as well. And maybe asking some of those questions that I have that maybe people wouldn't necessarily want to ask because they feel like they should know the answer to, like some of the questions that are maybe quite entry level or maybe it's sort of foundation level knowledge. I'm happy to ask those questions because I've got them. And I'd like to continue that idea of it being gritty and real and just a real conversation and bringing that lighthearted touch that I think I can bring to it as well. So absolutely looking forward massively to having a range of guests, hopefully multiple guests as well. I love those episodes where we have more than one guest on the show. And I think that'd be brilliant to do.
It sounds great, Chris. And one of the things that I don't actually like is listening to myself back on a recording. So I am looking forward to being able to dial into the podcast and listening to you and your guests over the next 12 months. Chris, I'm going to hand over the baton now. So this is my last recording. Thanks very much for everyone that's listened to date. I really appreciate the emails, the comments, the correspondence, meeting up with people on the beach and then pointing at me going, "You're Lee Pooley from the podcast." I've really thoroughly enjoyed those conversations with you and the ideas of the podcast. So thanks, everyone. And over to you, Chris. Take care.
Brilliant. Thank you, Lee. See everybody soon.
Thanks for listening. We hope you'll join us for the next episode. Remember to review, rate, and subscribe. Bye for now.